This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. The Cortez Island Museum and Archives will be hosting the first ever Vintage Christmas. I caught up with Melanie Boyle from the museum to find out what this new gathering will be all about.
Okay, so you guys are still open through the winter time.
We're open Fridays and Saturdays, noon till 4. Normally we have events in the winter. The shop is open. We have an exhibit on. The exhibit that we currently have on will be up and it'll close just before the Christmas holidays. There's still things to see. We've been welcoming on a monthly basis spinners and knitters. That's organized from outside the museum and we welcome people to come in and drop in. It's every third Thursday for a couple of hours and you can always check that on cortez.com. when the notice comes out, but that's something we've just opened to the community. And regular events, we're working with Seniors Helping Seniors to offer literary afternoons. It's held generally at Linnea. That happens the last Sunday of each month, not for December, but January and February. We just had one at Linnea in November. So those are events that we partner with.
And have you ever done events in the winter? What's the history on that?
This is the first time, though, that we've had a holiday event here at the museum. So that is new. And the reason we're doing it, it's just really a celebration of the season, an opportunity for people to come out and be cozy. And we're running it like an open house. So it's very casual, just a drop-in affair. And we tied it in. We thought about that day because of the holiday fair happening at Mance. And we thought it would be a nice opportunity to have another draw, another feature down here at Manson's for people to explore and offer shoppers another space to be at while they're shopping down at the holiday fair. And we have our own events and things going on here. And I know we call it a Vintage Christmas. And that idea came up. One of the board members said, oh, we should do like an old-fashioned Christmas theme.
What is the actual date of the event and the time that it's running?
So the Vintage Christmas at the museum is running Saturday, December 9th, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And yeah, those are the same hours, almost the same hours as the holiday event down at Manson's. And so we built off of that. And one of the things we'll be doing is we're redecorating the area we called Ghislaine's Cabin, which was part of the current exhibition, but it's going to be redecorated in a vintage theme. So there's like vintage ornaments and some letters. She wrote a holiday letter every year, Ghislaine Douglas did. So we have a collection of her kind of letters, which is an encapsulation of the year back, way back when, like the 1950s, 60s. And we also have a lovely selection of vintage Christmas cards, actually postcards from the Edwardian era. So that's something for people to come and enjoy. We might have an activities table for the kids. We'll certainly have hot apple cider and cookies available. And our event is free by donation. We always welcome donations, but really it's an open house drop-in, connect with your friends and neighbors and come and see our exhibit and do some shopping too. We also will be collecting food bank donations, cash donations.
Sweet. So it's very similar to what you things to show and tell. What did you say your hours are?
We're open a noon till 4, Fridays and Saturdays.
So that also overlaps the Friday market. Historically through the summers, do you just find that's a natural thing that people are going to the market and then they come to the museum and make that a part of the experience?
Yeah, they do. It's always, as everybody knows, such a busy time on that Friday for the farmers market and the craft fair. And so people do drop in, but it is something that we're trying to work on a little bit and like capture the audience, people who come for the farmers market and the craft fair to come and visit us. So it's something that we'd like to like connect more with, building like that connection between the market and us and that the people who come for shopping anyway is something that we thought, oh, let's try this and see if we can welcome people into our space and have them given another shopping opportunities, donation opportunities and ways to explore the museum and the exhibition.
It's almost like we're a little town with multiple stores that are open.
It's something that we've been thinking a lot about is how to connect more and capture more of the audience. And I think really it's more like a celebration. I think that's the focus. And we always have, the museum shop is always open those days. Like even while we're switching up an exhibition, the museum shop is always open Fridays and Saturdays. And we have some really awesome new works for the holidays as well. Things for people to buy. Some local artist work, this beautiful vintage reproduction of a vintage oil lamp with a wonderful etched glass. They were donated to the museum, so we are selling them at a very reasonable price. And we also have a raffle on it. So that's another event. So we decided to even bump up the fun more. $2 for three prizes you can win. So those are the things that we've got going on.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said the exhibit that's on right now is actually closing after this event. What's the next show coming?
The current exhibition, Wayfinding Stories and Maps in Place, will end, I think, our last day of being open, I believe, is the 23rd, the Saturday before the actual Christmas holiday. So it doesn't close right after this event. You have maybe 1 or 2 weeks following. But the next exhibition we have, we're just working on it right now. It'll be a history of housing on Cortez. We're just doing the research right now, and that's slated to open probably in April. Goal is to really give a platform for looking at housing through a historic lens and to see how people have built community and found resourceful solutions to challenges.
That sounds really exciting. Sounds like there's a lot of deep paths you could go down with that.
There's been already great community engagement in the sense of people sharing their knowledge and experience. We're hoping to really build that into the show, as well as drawing from our deep archives and artifact collection.
Amazing. Cool. I would just love to learn more about Smelt Bay. There's some very obvious remnants of pit houses and middens.
I think that part of the goal is really to have people appreciate everything that they, you know, they, as we travel around the island, we see evidence of past habitations, or we're curious about who lives there or how things get built. It stems from a curiosity and hoping to fill in a little bit of the gaps or help people to understand better where we live and how we function as a community and how we can continue to do
so. Cool.
But next year we will be running another fun, big fundraising event of a tour of nature. And you never know, it could build in. I think a couple of years ago, we did do a tiny homes tour as part of that. You never know, we might factor in. I think the idea and the goal really is to connect, say, the exhibition that we have going on at the museum. And we do swap them out every year. We try. It's a lot of work, but it does keep the community engaged and find ways then to program, have programs that engage the exhibition. So it's very dynamic. And coming up next year, look for programs that involve, that look at housing and whether historic or current.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.